Jeremiah 17, verse 7, says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, and it does not cease to bear fruit." Oh, friend, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. I hope your trust, I hope you're rooted in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good to see you today. It is Thursday. Welcome to Mark and Friends on this 25th day of February. Yeah, we're just cruising along here in the month of February. March begins, is it on Monday? Yeah, Monday. Begins a brand new month. How about that? Great to see you, friend. I hope you're having a great start to your day. I hope that coffee is hitting the spot. My name is Joey Kroll, and every Thursday I have the great joy of sitting behind this microphone and being the guest host for Mark and Friends. Been doing it for a while now, and it is it's a badge of honor. I look forward to our time each and every Thursday. Hey, great weather this week. Oh, my. It was so nice. We had a couple of days there. Well, still kind of is halfway decent compared to the last couple of weeks. I'll tell you, it was brutally cold there. I think we had maybe about 10 days, give or take, of just temperatures below freezing. Just didn't even get above the freezing mark. I'm so grateful that had a chance to sit on the porch on Tuesday and just soak up that sunshine and not freeze to death. It was wonderful. So anyway, so that's been my week. It's been pretty good. I hope your week is as blessed as well. For Mark and Friends today, we're going to be talking about something that I struggle with myself, worry. That's a real thing. We're going to take a look at Matthew, I believe it's chapter 6 today. And we're going to talk about worry, not because I overcame it. we're not going to draw from me. We're going to draw from God's word, and we're gonna walk through this one together, because friend, we're in the same boat. We really are. I mean, it's difficult to turn on the TV today and look at the news and not have stress and anxiety and worry just overcome you. At least for me, speaking for myself here today. So we're gonna be talking about overcoming worry today. From Matthew chapter 6. So I hope you can sit back, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, and just pull up a chair here for Mark and Friends today as we talk about overcoming worry right after this here on Mark and Friends.
The wrath of God was satisfied for darkness lay, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his, and he
to hang out here with you here on this Thursday. You're listening to Mark and Friends. I'm the Friends part, Joey Kroll, and for several years there was a woman who worried about everything. She had trouble every single night of getting to sleep because she feared burglars. I mean, it took her a good 60 minutes every night to fall asleep because she worried. She worried. So one night, her husband heard a noise in the house, so he went downstairs to investigate, and when he got there, he did find a burglar. "Good evening," said the man of the house. "I am pleased to see you. Come upstairs and meet my wife. She's been waiting to meet you for 10 years now. Oh, worry, friend. Worry is a real thing. The ignorant worry because they don't know enough. The knowledgeable worry because they know too much. The poor worry because they don't have enough. The rich worry because they are afraid of losing what they have. The old worry because they're facing death. The young worry because they're facing life. Worry. Worry. And so today, that's what we're going to camp out in. Talk about worry, but also look at how to overcome that. In fact, I'm so grateful that Jesus talked about worry and anxiety. And if you have your Bibles here today, head on over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 today as we talk about overcoming worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today alive and tomorrow thrown into the oven, Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Whew. Overcoming worry. Let's talk about the cause of worry. Verse 25 says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. You know, people are anxious about how they look, what they're wearing, how much money they have in the bank, rising gas prices, falling stock prices, foreclosures. Are their children going to turn out all right? They worry about politics. Oh, my, that's a real thing. Their health and who they will marry and if they are married, how long will it last? I mean, it's a real thing, worry. The American Psychological Association did a study back in 2017 about what Americans worried about. And number one at that time was the future of our nation. Number two, they worried about money. Number three, work. Number four, political climate. And number five, violence and crime. Friend, we're prone to worry, aren't we? The cause of worry. So there's a lot of reasons that cause us to worry, but also let's look at the corrosion of worry. Verse 27 of Matthew 6 says, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? You know, the American Institute of Stress, which is a real thing, by the way, I didn't know it was, but they shared some interesting facts about stress and worry. Stress can cause tension headaches, increased depression, heartburn, insomnia, higher risk of heart attack, high blood sugar, high blood pressure. Jesus said, which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? In fact, it takes away from it. It takes away from your life. Worry never dried a tear. Worry never paid a bill. Worry never lifted a burden, never solved a problem. Worrying about tomorrow does not help either tomorrow or today. You know, somebody once said that the average person is crucifying himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. Dr. Tony Evans once said, worry is a down payment on a problem you may never have. Worry will eat you alive. So, friend, we talked about the cause of worry, the corrosion of worry, but also the comment of worry. You know, when we worry, it says something. You know, Jesus talking about stress, anxiousness, worrying. And in the last part of verse 30, now this one's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because it kind of, this is something I struggle with too, okay? This one kind of hurts. Jesus said, O you of little faith. O you of little faith. Friend, worry says, God, I don't trust you. Worry is assuming that God doesn't know what he's doing. Somebody once said, you can tell the size of your God by looking at the size of your worry list. The longer your list, the smaller your God. Oh, you of little faith. Friend, that's a hard passage. Can you imagine if you came home every night, came home from work and you see your daughter crying in the corner and you're like, sweetheart, what's wrong? What happened? She says, well, Daddy, I was just wondering, are we going to have anything to eat tonight and tomorrow? Are we going to starve to death? No. Why would you say that, sweetheart? We went grocery shopping the other day. In fact, we're making dinner now. Well, Daddy, what if we don't have a bed to sleep in tonight? No. We don't worry about that. Maybe, Daddy, we don't have any clothes to wear. Do I have any clothes to wear for school tomorrow? No, we just went clothes shopping just a couple of months ago. And can you imagine? Wouldn't it be a wound in your heart day after day if your child did not have enough confidence in you as a father or mother that you would take care of their needs? What a grief it must be to the heart of God when we act like he can't feed us, cannot clothe us, cannot house us. Jesus said, oh, you of little faith, the comment of worry. worry says something. But also let's, we looked at the cause of worry, the corrosion of worry, the comment of worry. Let's look at the cure of worry. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Birds. Jesus said, look at the birds. Look at the birds. They fly, they sing, they chirp, not a care in the world. They're not worried about their next meal. They're not going to be worried about what they're going to eat. God takes care of them, and will he not take care of you? Friend, look, Jesus said, look at the birds. Every single bird is a minister of God pointing to the faithfulness of God. Jesus said, look. Look at the birds. If I can take care of them, certainly I can take care of you. Every single bird, every single bird is a minister of God pointing to the faithfulness of God. Look at God's faithfulness, friend. He also said in verse 28, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. If God, dear friend, can put beautiful robes on these flowers that fade, how much more will he take care of you? Matthew 10:29, Jesus said, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore you are more valuable than many sparrows. You know, friend, if God attends the funeral of every sparrow, don't you think he will attend to you? Your heavenly Father knows. He knows, friend. So how do I overcome worry? Look at the birds in the air. Look at God's faithfulness. Look at God's faithfulness. If he can take care of a bird, if he can take care of a flower, certainly he can take care of you.
I wondered how to come to you. I did not dare believe it true that you regard the orphaned ones, beloved daughters, worthy sons. Broken and the barren too, I heard could find some rest in you. What kind of love in injury's place would leave in its stead the stain of grace? So I come in sorrow, and I come in shame. I come to the cross with my just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God. Shed for me, and that.
Cole Nordeman, and Just As I Am. You're listening to Mark and Friends today. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, or if you want to go back and re-listen to it or share it with a friend, you can visit, if you're part of the Great News Radio family, greatnewsradio.org, or if you're part of the WLUJ family, just visit WLUJ.org, click on Mark and Friends. I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and enjoy the rest of this great day today. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.